What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes!
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This crowd was singing High Hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes, High Hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Of the High Hopes Podcast presented by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Celebrate responsibly. You might have thought, what happened? Did the Phillies make a big signing? Did they make a trade? Why right. is the yo so big? No, it's because the High Hopes family made an addition, a free agent signing, as it were. Sutton Baker Fritz, yep. Congratulate Mazel Tov, buddy.
Thank you.
How about it?
Thank you.
Early have two children now.
I know.
Who let that happen?
Listen, early running for Father of the Year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just by having. That makes sense. Yeah.
Not many people
you
have
You did take a week off during those playoffs. No big deal. You know, you're just like, I got a kid.
Dude, I'm so glad. What we talked about last week. So, to be completely honest, I cannot talk about the Eagles anymore.
Dude, I know. I can tell from the text you send. Like, you are very angry about it. You know,
it's not that I want them to lose.
But I'm making that clear. It's not that.
It's just I'm talked out. I needed this podcast for some mental clarity.
Okay, good. So let me get to our rundown. We're gonna talk Jalen.
There's a lot to get into. There's actually so much to get into.
I real quick, as other than you having a kid,
yes,
has anything Phillies related happened since the last podcast?
Yeah, there is. I got a lot.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a lot.
You got a rundown.
Yeah, I do. Okay. No, I do. Don't you worry. And I'll spare you breaking down the international class this time today.
Good. Thank you.
One guy, so they real quick.
You're saying I'll spare you.
Real quick. Hold on.
Right on.
This is why this podcast exists. So they signed Acuna's cousin today.
Family affair.
And because
they already signed the brother, right?
Well, apparently. I mean, I think he was 13.
He's like 12 years old.
Yeah, so whatever. But
yeah.
But their number.
Hey, Acuna's brother will sign him. Sight unseen.
Their number one. Their number one sign this year is Acuna's cousin, and just from the extensive tape that I've seen.
Oh, buddy,
Swain looks just like Acuna's.
How old is he?
16.
So you're watching tape on 16-year-olds.
There's tape out there. I was looking at it, and he's not Caba. Like when I saw Caba the first time, I was like, that's a player.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Former Philly.
Starlin Cava. Who's here for Jesus Luzardo? I've been thinking a lot about Jesus Luzardo.
I'm so excited about Jesus Luzardo. Oh, it really was the like the thing that we could grab onto. Like I needed something that I could, like a life preserver to keep me above water. And I'm grabbing onto Jesus. It's amazing.
Jesus Luzardo. Sutton. I'm just kidding. So it's funny being a dad of two now. Because you also have to make sure you keep the other one alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just...
Because yes.
when you have your first, your whole focus is
totally.
Just...
Tell me about
totally
it.
Totally on your one child. Yeah. And now some might surmise that's how you got Fritz, right?
It's true. Yeah, full focus, effort, everything into you.
Correct.
To create this bathed in glory human that I'm looking
at. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm trying to use bathe in glory more.
Why?
Because it's a great phrase.
Bathed in glory?
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, well, it's like the one. Okay.
I like it. Do you like it, Tucker? Your words.
Well, bathed in glory.
Like he's bathed himself in glory.
Yeah. I think, again, to bring it back to the Eagles.
Yeah, come on. That was quick.
Most of them deserve to be bathed in glory.
Most.
Maybe one doesn't deserve that.
Who would that be?
Rick Lovato? Number?
Is that a shot at Rick Lovato?
Yeah. Well, Rick Lovato's had a great year.
He hasn't messed up any snaps.
He's been the best special teams player. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, Braden Mann's had an all right
year. Yeah. Dude, except for the kickoffs.
If they had Braden Mann in the Super Bowl, they're Super Bowl champs right now.
Dude,
people forget that.
Aaron Sipos was my...
Sipass, I called him.
Nailed it with that.
Thank
one.
You. Thank you. I appreciate it. So yeah, it's also an official statement I want to get out there.
Oh, good. Yes.
Because this has to be brought up as well. There has never been a Major League Baseball player with the first name Sutton.
So let's... Yeah, that's a good point.
That changes in 2043.
So let's get into this a little bit because... I will say 2043. Like yeah.
Bryce. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So how did Sutton happen? Because I will say, you know, I think there's probably a reason there hasn't been a Major League Baseball player named Sutton. You don't.
Because it's mostly been a girl's name.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, you don't meet that many boy Suttons. You just don't.
Yeah.
Like I've never met one.
Yeah. So it's a really great story. It's a really great story.
Good, good.
One day I was on Instagram and I saw a list of new boy names.
Oh.
And Sutton was on there.
And that was it?
And I sent it to Jill. I was like, what do you think? And she's like, I like it. And then like we did you know, deliberated. I was like, yeah, all right, I think we'll go with Sutton.
Okay.
And then, because I wanted to name I always wanted to go with Wyatt.
I like the name Wyatt.
I was a Wyatt guy.
Wyatt's a great name.
I wanted to go Hudson.
Okay.
Because I love Tim Hudson. And
name him after a former athletic Brave. Yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah, well, now Ryan Howard did take him deep three times.
There you go. Okay, so you named him after the game.
Yeah,
that one game.
Dude, I would,
that's a good way.
That game was awesome. Do you remember they panned the crowd, the Howard homers? I think they ran out of masks.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, so Jill says she brought the name to me earlier and I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And then I saw it wrote, I was like, I like it. And then she wanted to go Baker because her mom's maiden name is Baker. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Like the Baker Bowl.
Well, the Baker Bowl. And also I was weary of leaning into the Jalen bit too much with a quarterback that has had a better year. So
I see what you're saying. You'll be like, oh, you want Baker Mayfield here.
So I can't have everything be a bit, even though life.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
So yeah, like I kept looking it over and over again. I started thinking about this is a strong name.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a couple texts saying congrats on having the girl.
Yeah.
And yeah. I said, well, no, it's not that at all. But I envisioned him being a stud. And I think Sutton Fritz is going to be a stud. So there's been some good early signs on that.
Uh-huh.
I'm just letting it. I've been monitoring.
Yeah, good.
Monitoring. Because I'm always wondering.
Agility drills, like, you know, arm strength, all that stuff. Yeah.
Am I going to get the genetic freak? Could it be me? He's got really long toes. I think that's an important sign.
Is it?
He's got long hands.
Okay.
Long hands.
Oh, that's important for pitching. Yeah, pitching. That's good.
Yep. And he was very quick on he was out of the should I tell the story of how he was how the,
oh yeah sure I mean it's honestly
the
it's
labor story
shocking like it, I don't think I've ever heard of an easier situation.
Again, wasn't easy. Want to make that clear. Jill's a hero.
Yes.
So I
still don't know how it's like,
I know,
time wise is possible.
So the story is, I rolled over at 1:30 in the morning, checked my phone, saw that I lost a bet on King Sixers. Paul George couldn't hit one more three.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be betting on the Sixers these days. It feels like I'm asking to lose money.
Was fuming.
Yeah.
Struggling to go back to sleep after checking. And then Jill couldn't sleep the last like week heading into the birth. And she's sitting there and she's reading her book and she's like, it's kind of feels different. You know, so went to the bathroom. And within 5 minutes, she was like freaking out. And it was like the full on contractions. And so, you know, 2 in the morning, we call her mom and her sister. They come over and, you know, they're probably about 2:40. I'm running to get the car ready and whatever. And we're sprinting through the house, and, you know, at 2 a.m. So we get to the hospital at 3, I think. And I went to the wrong entrance because I forgot it was after hours.
Ah.
So you have to go to the ER. And I'm, well, Jill, and this is where I feel bad for Jill. It's like 20 degrees out. She's in a like a nightgown in the car. And I'm just like, she had to have thought I was talking to a security guard for 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Because I was trying to figure out where to go.
Yeah.
Where to go. So that was, I felt really, the whole time I felt bad, but I felt bad specifically.
Mm-hmm.
We sprint over to the ER, we go in, it's like straight out of the movies where like they get the wheelchair out, she's screaming through the
it's great.
And I walk in and they're like, are you the husband? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm here, we're here. So we got in, whatever. We got to the hospital at 3 and he was born at 3:24.
It's absurd. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't happen to people.
No, I know.
It was 24 minutes?
Yeah.
Bang.
And because her water had not broken, had her water broke in the car. That it was probably coming out of the car.
Wow.
I mean, it was quick.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was because
not a prolonged labor.
There wasn't even like a build up.
That's crazy.
We went to the labor room and the delivering nurse, he said, 2 pushes, he's going
to
be here.
We spent like a day waiting for Zoe to come out. Like the actual labor, like the pushing was only like 15 minutes. It was really quick. But like, we spent like a day at the hospital waiting for. That's crazy.
He's like, 2 pushes. We just got here.
That's wild. What do you mean push? Like, I gotta get
all these things that happen.
I got all these other things happening.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
So yeah, it was very, very quick.
So important question: have you chosen a date in the future that you're gonna sit down with Sutton and apologize for the January 2nd birthday? Because that's.
Because it's so close to Christmas.
I mean, it's just a tough break. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we can all be honest about it. My Zoe's cousin, first cousin, Emily's sister's kid, is born December 26th. He just turned 7. He's like, I hate my birthday. I'm like, that sucks, man.
No, <he's laughs>
really? He said it to me. He's like, my birthday sucks. And I'm like, you know what? You're right.
You know, kids believe
December
it,
26th, you're right. Like, that is a freaking tough break, kid.
Yeah.
Like, he gets one present for both, from everyone. So,
So
January 2nd, better than December 26th. Could have been worse.
Sure.
January 2nd, a tough day. Everyone's like, all right, time to go, you know, try January. Time to, like, you know, get on my diet. My New Year's resolution is not like a let's celebrate a birthday. Have you considered
this? Yeah, well, I've thought about how hopefully we can just take, like, a family trip every year.
There you
New
go.
Year.
See? You've already thought about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he'll love it. He'll look forward to it, whatever.
Again, that's why I'm an early contender for Father of the Year.
Well, you did name him Sutton.
So. Yeah. Strong. Kidding. No, I told you. There's only three outcomes.
It is a strong.
There's only three outcomes.
So I do like the idea of flipping the name around. This is good.
What?
Well, it's mostly a girl's name.
Yeah.
Turn it into a guy's name.
But it's turning it. I think
it's changing.
Here's my prediction.
You're out in front.
In the next 5 years,
he's going to be in a class with like 6 Suttons. So you're like,
exactly.
I knew it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
No, there's.
You're going to call him Sut?
Yeah, I've already called him Sut.
I would call him Sut. Like, yeah. It would automatically just Sut.
Well, yeah, because I've already thought about how I'm going to be at his Little League games. So it's Sut and walk, you know?
SB could be good, too.
Sure.
Not bad.
Sure. SB, yeah.
SBF,
yeah.
But SB, you would call him SB.
Yeah.
Not bad.
But, no, I've already determined there's, like, 3 outcomes. It's either going to be a Hall of Fame middle linebacker.
Oh, you're right about that. That was, like, right there. Yeah.
Or like, a stud on the mound. He's going to be a super big, like, finance golf bro.
Could see that too. Definitely feels like he could, you know, go to Choate or something like that.
And then the final is he's going to work on a farm. Oh, he's got, those are the, so cut this audio. Cut this audio 18 years from now. He's either going to be a stud athlete, a golf bro, or a
farm. I love it. I think you're right about that. Yeah. You nailed it. All right.
Thank you.
Well, shout out to Sutton Fritz. Welcome to the family. Very excited to have you here, pal. All right, wait, Phillies or no? Was that was it, right? We were just welcoming.
Yeah, I think that's plenty enough.
Yeah, I mean, so you said you had a big list of stuff.
Are you challenging me?
Is it? No. I'm just saying, what did I miss? what did I miss while we were gone from doing podcasts?
So a lot of things here. Honestly, what time did we start this?
I usually text Tucker during
15 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. We should just do the take back, right? I mean,
take back. There we go. We're at the take back. Yeah. Sorry, we did it. 15 minutes on Sutton and the take back. Sounds right.
Well, because the take back, there's more stuff in it.
Well, yeah. And it, ultimately, this whole show is a take back. Like, it's not like we did, like, there's, we could, we'll talk Phillies, but there's nothing, like, there's nothing where that has happened since you went on paternity leave, all that, uh-huh. where we were like, oh, we got to talk about that. Like, there's no impetus to, like, got to record. I mean, you probably.
No, you're lucky, though. I was a second away from doing the Aaron Combs emergency.
Well, podcast. We were going to record. The funny thing is we were going to record the morning. Yes. Like, we were planning to record that morning. And then you were like, maybe not. The baby might come tonight. I don't know. And I'm like, all right, cool.
I did have a feel.
You did. Because it was that night into the morning. And you texted me the picture. I was like, all right, so no pop. We're going to figure it out.
Definitely later. Don't have to do that today. So, and I forgot to text you this because this is how my brain is completely scrambled right now. It's moving in a million directions.
I totally get that.
But I think we should do an AMA next week.
Ooh.
So,
we haven't done AMA in forever. We haven't
done AMA in a while. Love. So in between now and the next podcast, I'll put out a tweet. You'll put out a tweet. Instagram, I guess. But if you want to get your questions in, email them to thehighhopespod@gmail.com.
Yep, thehighhopespod.
Yes.
Yeah, we're like that's Ohio State. That's a great idea. AMA pod next week. That's perfect. Yeah, so, like the Ohio State, except we're good. We make it good.
Well, they're
good football. I hate them, but yes, they're good.
You hate Ohio State?
Yeah, I hate the Ohio State thing. Like, I hate the whole, like, haughty whatever. And, like, I'm not a huge Big Ten guy. Like, I'm not a huge Penn State fan.
More an SEC man?
Yeah, I dislike all of them, really. Like, I like Wisconsin. Most of my buddies went to Wisconsin, so I like the Badgers a little bit.
So, can I ask you something?
Yeah, please.
This is my version of AMA?
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah.
Is there a big-time sports franchise that has had a lot of success that you like? Because I feel like you hate the Cowboys.
Non-Philadelphia?
Yeah, non-Philadelphia. We don't have success.
No, I get it. Yeah, sure. I think we disqualified from the beginning. It's a great point.
I mean, because you hate the Yankees.
I have no problem with the Warriors. I have no issue. I love Curry.
Yeah, no one hates the Warriors.
You just asked me. I'm saying I don't hate the Warriors. Like, I'm fine with, I think Curry's super fun to watch, all that. That's a great one.
The Lakers?
You hate back in the day, I hate the Bulls. Like, I love Jordan. Like, I was in on Jordan when I was younger, for sure. I never really had a problem with the Oilers back in the day, Gretzky and that thing. That's aging myself.
Dude, here. I thought you meant the Houston Oilers.
I know you did. I realized that.
What are you talking about? They didn't win squat.
Yeah, I know. I think that's probably the list. Yeah.
Okay.
There might be a couple others I'm not thinking of.
Do you hate the Lakers?
So, yeah, I hate the Lakers. I hate the Celtics more. I dislike the Lakers. I wouldn't say, like, that it's the same level as the Celtics, but yeah, I hate the Lakers. Not like I like the Lakers. Like, I root against, all things being equal, I'll root against the Lakers.
All
right. Okay. Wait, so who do you like the Yankees, and you like the,
I love Brady.
You probably like Duke, and you like,
no, I hate it too.
Okay.
I always hate
you like Duke. Lakers or something, is that
no,
right?
No. Okay. I'm mostly indifferent. Because I grew up.
You did love Brady.
I did love Brady.
I didn't hate the Pats as much as other Eagles fans. Like, I respect it and all that. Like, I hated them when we played them.
Sure.
But, like, I wasn't like, oh, like the cheating and all. Like, I never got into that.
The toughest part about my generation, and it does not have the same feel as your generation of true sports hate, you know, like, of, and there really hasn't been dynasties. I mean, the Warriors are the biggest one, and the Patriots.
Player movement, all it's have changed everything. You know, when I was a kid, like, players played on the same team the majority of their careers, or at least, you know, there was free agency and stuff, just not as predominant. So, like, you really got a good hate on these guys.
Dude, sports fandom in the next, I'm very curious. I've actually thought about this a lot too. Is I can't wait until Walk and Sutton start having, like, sports takes.
Oh, buddy.
And it's like,
oh, it's also awful though.
Yeah, because I'm gonna say, well, you don't know you're watching.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Have you never heard of this? Like, and you're like, the ignorance with which they're speaking. Like,
sure.
But
I'm talking, like, when they're. I'm trying to think of when I started developing really strong opinions on stuff. Because I feel like
11,
when I was
12,
kid, it was like, wow, Vince Young's the man. Yeah. And, like, I love Texas and blah, 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 blah. And then I'm trying to remember the point where it turned into like, take Bill. Yeah. Really, probably 2018 when I started here.
Mm-hmm.
But just like the arguments of, well, no, it was David Bell. That's true. That's when I started.
There you go.
Because me and my granddad and Charlie, I was anti-Charlie, but give me a break. I was like again, I was an idiot. I was like,
look, I think there were a lot of people who didn't love the hiring and the press conference and the country bumpkin.
Did you know Charlie was a lame duck heading into
08?
Heading into 07.
Was he really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. And they played, the only thing that saved Charlie Emanuel's job was how they played after they traded Abreu.
Wow.
Yeah. Because Gillick just got on the job and that was Gillick's first year.
Oh, that makes sense.
And
yeah.
Charlie was here in 05, 06. And then he was a lame duck that entire
year. Wow, that's fascinating.
And because they figured it out, I believe, and then heading into 07.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good knowledge out of you.
Thank you. He also fought Dallas Green. Do you remember that story?
No. Charlie fought Dallas Green?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, not like a fight, but like right.
they
so Dallas Green,
they mixed it up.
Dallas Green went on Angelo and said that he did not.
Oh, I remember when Dallas Green went on with Angelo. I remember that.
He did not think that Charlie was doing a good job.
Yeah, I remember that, but I didn't know they actually had like an alteration.
And then I guess Dallas was told to stay away for a good amount of time, but he brought, I guess, clients maybe or whoever down to the field for batting practice, and Charlie confronted him and said, "I don't appreciate you saying that about me."
I love it.
And I don't know, it was funny because that happened in 06, and then I think Dallas Green threw out the first pitch to Charlie one of the 08 run. 08
How
games.
Would you handle it if, let's say, let's pick a player, Jalen Hurts, whoever, someone you have said, you know, some things about or whatever.
My favorite.
How would you handle it if they confronted you? Like, because wow. I know you as
people
a human.
Forget that did happen on the air.
On the air. No, I know on the air. I mean, that was the dumbest thing ever. But like, in person, like,
I would not.
Yeah. I know. Come you said, so well.
You kidding
would,
me?
Yeah, you would.
I do not confrontate.
You would like bring away. And I'd step in and be like, what? Huh?
Get him.
Wait, go get him.
No, hey. I very much not interested in. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. So, I hope they win the Super Bowl.
You better.
Yeah.
Birds.
What was I going to say? I forget where we were even going.
We take back.
We're in the middle of take back.
Yeah, this is an all timer right now.
Yeah,
it's an all timer.
We'll just remember an old jock. No, but yeah, walk.
Oh, we were talking Dallas Green and Charlie Manning.
Yes. So that was an interesting one.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of stuff that you forget.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff you forget. So I guess I'll lead the take back talking about Aaron Combs.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Good. They traded Tyler Gilbert for an 8th round reliever prospect.
It makes no sense. Like, how did you get anything for Tyler Gilbert?
It's insane. And he's interesting. Like
you would think the Kerry Leitenberg trade when they traded for the bag of baseballs. You remember this? No. Do you remember Kerry Leitenberg?
No.
Really? He was a closer for the Braves for a minute. Like, he was in the league for a few years, whatever. He got traded for a bag of baseballs. Like, oh, so literally.
When people say it, trade him for a bag of balls, it's like a real
Kerry
thing.
Kerry Leitenberg got traded for like equipment. It was like balls and some equipment and stuff.
It's like when Jackie Moon got traded for a washing machine.
It's exactly what happened. So, wow. Yeah, so that actually happened. Kerry Leitenberg got traded for like equipment and a bag of balls.
Well, I guess back in the day, these teams didn't make that much money. Yeah.
It wasn't that back. It was like early 2000s or 90s, late 90s really? Or something. Yeah.
Well, that's why you're here, buddy. That's why you're here.
Bring the old man perspective. That's
yes,
what I do.
That's what we need. But he was a part of that Volunteers team, the Tennessee Volunteers team that won the national championship. He closed out the game. He has like such a reliever look to him. You know, he's like fiery and like has kind of a herky jerky little motion. I'm surprised they got a legitimate interesting, because the Phillies in last year's,
well, especially
draft,
also considering how good they've been at taking interesting pieces and turning them into something.
That's the funniest part about the Phillies.
I know. They were like, oh, Rautel, we'll take care of him. We'll develop him. We'll turn him into. Are you kidding me?
The most interesting moves they've made.
It's like usually the opposite. It's like, wow, this guy's already a good pitcher. Bring him here. We'll screw him up. All right. We'll make sure.
We're doing the best trade they've made. Well, sans, hopefully, Jesus Luzardo being,
which is the best trade.
By the way, plus 8,000 for Cy Young.
Can't wait to bet on that. Baby.
Plus 8,000.
Yeah.
But sans that trade, the most interesting move they made is the Moises Chassé move.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, play Soto, right?
Yeah. They always make these little things. So he is.
It is nice to see though, because Dave has not made many of those trades in his time here, and those are the type of trades you're home. And Clevenger actually ended up having a nice career in that he hung around and has pitched on teams and stuff. But like the Garrett Clevenger for Alvarado trade was like that first one he made. And then they haven't had like a lot of those.
No, they haven't. So, but yeah, so he's, and they did a run last year. starting in like the 10th round.
I remember you talking about it.
Come on, man. It's a
you were like, Kane reliever, and, let's
man. They went on a reliever run.
The 16th round guy, you were really excited about. You're one of those guys.
I was excited like, about pretty much all of the 10 through 16th. And, no, my favorite guy is the 9th round kid. I got it. He's from Iowa. I always forget his name.
Yeah.
But regardless, he was my...
I remember you being very excited when you told me about every single person that they drafted.
Oh, that's usually how it goes. Yep. Usually how it goes. But he is relatively interesting. There actually is some interesting Cy Young odds, real quick. Can I get early Cy Young takes?
Sure.
For you?
Hey, why not? Be the most baseball-y thing we've talked about yet.
Yeah.
Most Phillies, most relevant to the Phillies thing we've discussed. So.
Dude, Logan Webb being plus 2,500 is insane.
He's too good for that.
Kodai Senga being plus 2,500 is insane.
Just because of the upside, you mean, with Senga?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He was ridiculous. He
pitched one inning last year or whatever. Well, one game.
People forget
and then the playoffs.
Yeah. I was watching highlights of that the other day. Wheeler was ridiculous.
Oh, so awesome. The seven-shotty.
There's been three times in Phillies history that a postseason pitcher in a Three times in a postseason start that a Phillies pitcher has gone 7-plus innings and allowed no runs and only one hit. And Wheeler has two of them.
Wow. And obviously Roy Halladay.
Yeah, is the other.
Not that hard to put that one together. Yeah.
You're quick. You are quick. Zach Gallen in a contract year plus 3,000, I think, is ridiculous. And
Not Pat Gallen.
And somehow...
Stacy Gallen.
Why is Spencer Schwellenbach ahead of Jared Jones, Jesus Luzardo, Nick Lodolo, Ronaldo Lopez.
Like Jared Jones, interesting name.
Jared Jones is a very interesting name. And then in classic Pirates fashion, they were shopping in this offseason.
Were they really?
Yeah.
What, like, you must be so hard to be a Pirates fan. Like, that's so tough, dude.
No.
I mean, like Paul Skeens, I'm sure he'll be somewhere else in a few years.
Yeah, no shot. Yeah. No shot. Okay, so that's Aaron Combs. I'm excited about Aaron Combs.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm excited. Jeff Hoffman's a Blue Jay.
I know. So interesting. What did you think about the fact that it came out that he was actually, he failed two physicals. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like, and look, 3 for 33 is I guess 3 for 33 max, like, to get to that number. Uh-huh. It's less than I expected him to get. I'm sure the physicals part of it was part of that. What do you make of the whole situation of him getting less, of him failing the physicals, of like the whole kind of Jeff Hoffman?
Yeah. First off, it's a shame. I mean, Jeff Hoffman.
I'm bummed he's gone.
First and foremost. Two things. I'm bummed he's not a Philly, but I'm also
bummed for him that it played out.
And it does make you understand why they didn't do it. I think Dave's old school. I think from the standpoint of you don't give relievers 3-year deals, no matter how good Jeff Hoffman's been.
Look, I'm okay with that. In a macro sense, like it is so year to year a lot of times with these guys.
And so I think the Phillies now, if you're reading this, hopefully reading this right, they're going to wait out one of these relievers and see if they sign him to a 1-year deal. You know, whether I had no idea Kittredge went to the Orioles. I was so mad. But there are some interesting names of guys that are eventually going to be out there. They're going to wait around.
Or guys like Carlos Estevez, who is out there.
Well, he's one of those guys.
I know he is.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah, I agree.
But I forgot to put this in my take bag. I'm so glad I brought this up. Dude, give me Scherzer as a closer.
Oh, is that like a possibility? Is that what talked about?
So he's going to get mad at me if I don't give him credit on this. So I have to give him credit on this, even though he's stolen many of my ideas for things that the station has done. But Rod was the first one.
Oh, so you're actually giving Rod credit.
Wow. One time.
He gets so mad whenever he says something and be like, that was my idea.
I know.
Jack said that.
I know. Yeah. I know. So Rod was like, what do you think about the idea of Scherzer as a closer? And I thought about it. It's like, first off, he'd be freaking hilarious as a closer.
Are you kidding me with the eyes coming out doing the whole thing?
But if you're Scherzer, right? Last couple of years, you've not made it as a starter. Like, your body's starting to break down. If you manage his innings and just say, hey, go give us whatever
max
you got
night, yeah.
for an inning as like a a team of probably signed him to be a starter.
Someone's going to sign him to be, if he wants to be, you know.
Well, would you rather do that for a team that's probably not going to compete?
Or have a chance to close out the World Series or whatever?
Dude.
That's a really fascinating thought.
Dude. And I'm, of course, I've come like almost full circle on Jordan Romano. Like, he's going to be an all-star.
Oh, you're there.
Yeah, he's going to be an all-star.
All right.
Fully in.
Welcome.
And I'm very excited about Max Kepler.
Of course you are.
I've always been anti, whatever, it's fine. He's a Philly now. Yeah. It's really just, it's, I get so excited to see new things. And
so I've always had, like, one of my favorite things, and I think about it a lot with the, like, the NBA draft or the NFL draft, but just in general, I think about free agency, like, the idea, but I think about more with the draft just because they're so young, these guys, but, like, the idea of, like, this guy's about to be a part of my life for 6 years, 7 years, 10 years, who knows? Like, I love the concept of, like, wow, that's my guy now. Uh-huh. Like, I'm going to spend so much time with that guy, like, watching him do what he does. Like, it is, I've always had that kind of romanticism about the idea of, like, wow, that guy could be, like, a really important part of my life for the next decade. You know, it's such a weird, it's a unique thing. Or unique
decades feeling. Probably don't happen anymore.
No, but. I was talking more like, if you, like, you know,
although Noah's going to be here for 13, 14 years when it's all said and done.
Yeah. I mean, Draft Harper is going to end up being here for a decade, you know?
Yeah.
Don't know about Turner. Trey Turner. We'll see.
But yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm interested in Kepler. I'm actually excited for Romano. Like, I think, he was really good for
a long awesome time. For three straight years. He was really awesome.
So, you know, they're probably going to give him the first crack at closing.
I think they, like, unless they sign someone.
Kenley.
Who's, yeah, like, sign all closer. I think it is a borderline lock that Jordan Romano will be the first shot.
Yes. So, but the idea, I would be so intrigued by a, hey, Scherzer, we're signing you to be a late inning guy. Still get the, just to get the fastball up every once in a while and go shove. I just, I think it would actually get people pretty excited.
For I think season. So too. No, I think it's one of the more intriguing thing, like, people would be geeked about that. Like, people would think that was really cool.
Yeah.
And
so,
look, I mean, we've seen many starters go to the bullpen and be awesome at it.
So. I do think they need one more guy out there. I think they're waiting on the market for one of these 1 year deal kind of guys to come here and take $8 million, mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah. So we'll see
what Romano took.
So yeah. So bummed about Hoffman. I see why they didn't do it now. The medicals had to be, the fact that he got failed by two teams. Very
concerning. Yeah, and the fact they only got 3 for 33. I mean,
and he was hurt at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think it probably factored in how he looked. So,
dude, I still can't believe the bullpen melted down.
Such
like
a
that.
Shame. I know. Regular season, it's one of the best bullpens we've ever had statistically. I mean, again, they had two middle reliever all stars. Like, that never happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. So, I think it's interesting. Speaking of, like, last little free agent deals here. So, according to Randy Levine, the guy out in Chicago.
Yeah.
He does, like, Cubs stuff.
He's formerly a Yankees guy, maybe? Or
maybe.
Something?
Okay. But apparently, Boris might be open to the idea of Bregman on, like, a three-year deal with opt-outs.
Really?
So, the first thought I had was, would you sign Bregman on the Snell deal? And still
5-182?
No. The Snell deal from last year.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So the
2 year, 1 year option, second year. Yeah, I would do that in a second.
Would you trade Bohm if you only were guaranteed 1 year of Bregman? Now, you could obviously do more if he has a good year.
I mean, look, Bohm's only got a year left after this year anyway, before I have to decide to pay him either way. Again, I want to, the trade Bohm thing, I'm not giving him away. Like, on a basic level, like, I would need something of value back for Alec Bohm to go with this direction. Like, sure. I don't want to just give him away. But yeah, I would do that for the most part.
It's pretty intriguing.
Yeah.
It's now, it would definitely add to their growing tax number. But
like they don't want to do, but who knows?
Well, because again, if you sign Bregman for like $20 million, it's really $40 million without but
yeah, well, also the 1 year thing, it does seem like they're, you know,
I wonder if Bregman would do. I think he saw what happened with Snell, right? Boris is saying,
"Oh yeah, and Snell and Montgomery."
Montgomery did not sign that kind of deal, right? I mean, because
I'm saying just how the off seasons played out last year. I mean, that was the worst off season Boris has ever had. I think he probably learned from it.
And Chapman's part of that too. But I just from the standpoint of he saw how it worked for Snell, and
on a positive
way. Yeah,
sure.
And how Snell. It didn't even pitch the entire part of the year.
I know.
He missed a good amount.
5 for 182.
So Bregman on the surface had a down year last year, goes a place for a year, rebuilds the value. It works out in the Phillies' favor. They're probably not going to pay Bohm. I don't think they're going to pay Bohm. It allows them a year of Bregman, maybe two.
Sure.
While Aiden is still developing. If he's great, if you sign Bregman, he's peak Bregman, you're probably winning the World Series. And if not, he's gone.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. I would be surprised if that's how it plays out for Bregman at the end of the day.
I would be absolutely surprised.
Yeah, like very surprised. But again, I would do that in a second.
I'm surprised, but it seems like the Red Sox don't want to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Tigers, who knows? Astros are out.
Yeah.
I don't know where he ends up.
Yeah, no, you're right. And interesting situation. Look, it's what happened last season with these guys where the market kind of goes a certain way, you know?
Love when the market breaks our way.
Yeah, it doesn't happen nearly enough.
Well, it did happen with Nicky.
Yeah, but no, yeah.
You want to break down Nick Castellanos thinking that Jose Iglesias?
What a take. I mean, if you want to talk about a true takesman, and that was some elite stuff. Really good. Really good.
He's something, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the quotes about, I just go right to Dave. Like, the he's his own agent. Yeah. It's like, he is.
He's
unique, yeah. Man.
He Jose is, Iglesias, NL MVP.
Sure. Like we all thought. Yeah. Playing next to Francisco Lindor. Yep.
I know.
Yep.
I know.
Nick could take. Nailed it.
Speaking of some of the prospects, the non-roster invites.
That's what I was hoping.
Yes. Come on. Aiden season.
Yep,
Justin Crawford season.
Very exciting.
And just first take of the year, throwing this out there.
This is the first one of the year, right?
Sure. Okay. Haven't said anything interesting yet. Otto Kemp's going to be on the opening day roster.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to be the Cody Clemens.
That is a take right there. Look at you.
The bench is going to be Weston, Kemp, Sosa, and probably Marshawn.
It's not that exciting.
Come on, man.
Not a great bench.
Yes, it's fine.
It's okay.
Otto Kemp.
Well, subs could be still up there. I mean, he's got the two-way contract.
Yeah. Listen, Preston said professional at bat. And ever since he said professional at bat, I've been auto-kemped up.
Auto-kemped up.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Not Tony Kemp. Matt Kemp.
Not even close.
Not Jack Kemp.
I cannot wait for spring training. I need to see all those guys play.
I'll bet you do, buddy.
I can't wait. Okay. I can't wait.
You can't wait to see number 87 out there.
Throwing
the ball across the diamond, a 76 playing first base.
Some interesting arms too. There's a lot of intrigue getting into Philly spring training. Can't wait. I just, you know, once this little Eagles thing's over, we can.
Once this little Super Bowl runs over, then we can get back to the important things. That's right.
Did you watch the yearbook?
No,
sickening.
You know I did. So neighbor Dan, very happy for you, Jack. Very happy for you. I mean,
believe it or not, Twitter was not that
happy
for me. The
torture that you put yourself through. I mean, I don't even want to think about last year. I don't want to like remember that it happened, but sure.
It's a tough year to put into context.
Yeah.
Because 23 still feels like the year. 23 felt like
20. Yeah. So both 22 and 23 more than last year, which is hilarious. But 22 didn't like. Ironically, 22.
It didn't feel like the year until they hit the home run.
But you're right. 23, especially with the up 2-0 against the Diamondbacks, is like the most. This is the with the Rangers.
It's not even up 2-0.
The most.
They were up 3-2 heading home.
It's the most. This is the year of all the this.
But it's even just because I watched the 23. But even the magic of that year of 23, Lorenzo no hitter, Trey. Weston Wilson,
yeah,
all the
ovation, the whole thing. Through was the year.
Bryce in August of 23 had the home run off Duvall that they lost. He had the home run off Matt Moore. They lost.
The 300th home run off
of Matt Moore, but they lost. But that was my favorite bit of 23. Home runs. Now, one of those massive home runs in 22 led to Girardi being fired.
Truth.
Yep. The home run off of Jansen that led to Nick Nelson trying to close out a game against the Braves.
Buddy.
That was the moment they said, this might not be our guy. But last year's just so hard to put into context because they were dominant. Then they were just okay. And then they went out with a whimper. They went out on a whimper and they won the division. They won 95 games. It was a hurry up and get to the postseason year. And those kind of seasons just suck because if you don't do anything in the postseason, then what was this all for?
Yeah.
And you know, now you have MLB.com has them as the number two team in baseball in their power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. I get so caught in between because I obviously love the Phillies, but I don't feel like they're the second best team in baseball.
I don't either. And it's funny because it's like Elliot asked us. So Elliot was in here before we started recording.
And I gave him no opinion.
He loves to needle us or whatever. And he's like, well, they are number two. And I'm like, yeah, they're not. He's like, well, what are they? I'm like five or six. Like, I still think they're good. Like, the boys, like, they're still a good baseball team. Uh-huh. Like, it's just to your point, like, it does feel like, you know, being a good baseball team and making the playoffs and maybe winning a round, like, that's not good enough. Like, because it's just not good enough after what we've been through the last three seasons.
Because I'm stuck between two. Are we too over the
hard
top
on them? Yeah.
Or are we, you know, and I don't think we're being too hard. I don't think we're being too tough. Yeah.
Especially because remember, like, the players and the owner himself have told us, it's all about winning a championship. It's about winning multiple championships. It's about being all-time great. Like, they've all said these things. So what are we supposed to do? Not think that way? Like, well, you guys are saying.
And I think on paper, obviously you see the Phillies and you say, look at the stars. Look at all these guys they have. Of course they're one of them. And it's why heading into the postseason, like, I was so annoyed by the national people that kept picking the Phillies to win the world. It's like, have you watched them?
Watching them play, like.
And they have names. Yeah, what,
like,
they
Nick
put
Castellanos
out
is a name, like,
and JT at this point a name.
Exactly, JT is a much better example. Like, Nick Castellanos is a better player than JT, a hitter at least. Mm-hmm. JT is like, I would only expect it to get worse. Like, he's not a good hitter anymore. Like, the guy's not a good hitter. Like, not even like for a catcher, good hitter. Like, he's okay.
Is he
average?
How would you rank JT, Chooch, and like Bob? Well, JT, Chooch, Bob Boone, Dalton.
Like, right now or just over their Philly time? I think JT at his peak was probably the best player of that.
I'm trying to put JT.
Like, if we're talking all-around player, I think JT at his peak was the best player of that group.
I'm trying to put JT's career into perspective here.
Yeah, I think he's the best player of that group. But I think Chooch means more to us. I think Chooch will mean more to us. Chooch feels more like a Philly than JT Realmuto does. And
JT's
and Dutch, too. I mean, like, Dutch will always have a bigger place in this city than JT. It just is what it
is. Dude, Dutch is 92 and 93. Yeah. He's a cleanup hitter.
Dude, he led the league in RBI in 92.
But if JT's a Wall of Famer, right?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
JT's a Wall of Famer. Yeah. Schwarber's a Wall of Famer. Bryce, Wheeler, Nola. Reese?
I think so.
I don't think Reese is a Wall of Famer.
Maybe not anymore, but I think so. Dude, the Wall of Fame is like, of course, if Mike Lieberthal's in, you're going to tell me Reese doesn't get in? I mean, if we're Levy's talking Wall of Fame, Ranger's a Wall of Famer. Like, right. I'm sure Sanchi will be someday because he's awesome and he's going to be good. Like,
speaking of Chris Sanchez, the fact that they were able to turn Chris Sanchez into who they turned him into makes me that much more excited about it.
Dude, I can't wait to see what they do. Like, you're talking what they did with Sanchez, and now you're bringing like a Ferrari, and how can we soup that up?
Well, and with Lizardo, I've been trying to think what they're going to do. And I actually wonder if they try to take a little bit off the fastball. Because what the Phillies have done, and they're starting to zig when others have zagged, is that, you know, the sport has gone, like, just give us 4 or 5 innings of max velocity, and we'll get you out of there. And
he's got to go. I know.
I'm going to belabor this. Okay. I'm going to belabor this point then.
That's what he does to us. I already told Ron I'm going to be late.
Okay, good.
With what they've done different than any other team in baseball, it seems like, is they have gotten back to prioritizing pitching deep in the ball games. And for Lizardo to do that, he's kind of been a 5-inning guy for most of his career outside of 23. I just wonder if they start taking back some of the velocity, increase his command, and then that's the plan that they go after. But I can't wait to see him in spring training to see like what Cotham and crew has in store for Lizardo.
Love it.
Aw, man. Plus 8,000. Plus
8,000. All right. We good? We let Tucker go to his meeting. You got anything else? Is there anything else in the bag, I should say?
Bryce the influencer?
Oh, yeah, quickly. What's going on?
I don't know, man.
Has anyone done a wellness check on Bryce? Anyone checking in to make sure Bryce is doing okay?
I don't know.
It's hilarious.
It's funny, man.
Check out my bag.
I'm on the plane here. Yes. Here's everything I travel with.
Well, look at all these things that I bring with. It's just, like, if he wants, needs it, whatever, like, it's weird. But also, you know what? It's also like, I'm 43 years old.
You don't get the influence?
I understand. Like, I don't need to know what people buy at the supermarket. I don't need to know what they cook with. I don't need to know. Like, I'm good. I don't need to watch you live your life. Like, I don't. But I get that that is something that people enjoy and whatever. So I get it.
I'm going to start sending you daily vlogs of what I do.
Like, I don't care, Bryce. Like, good for you, man. Like, go hit a baseball. Like, I couldn't care.
I've heard he looks great.
You think so?
No, I
like, oh, hitting baseballs. Oh, yeah, good.
Like on the baseball front. Good.
That's all I care about.
On the baseball front, I've
looks
heard
a little. You know, I don't know if he looks great in these videos.
I'm just saying,
maybe because a little like you could get a little more sleep or something.
Maybe. Well, he's got an 8 month old, huh?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, 8 months though, we're past it. It's the first 4 months. And you can start to get on a rhythm.
Or you could be like me. I don't hear him.
So it's good. Yeah.
Sleep just right.
Ignore it. Ignore it. Yeah. No, I was like Emily. Had ignoring. Emily had to wake me up. Yeah, same way. Emily would be like, "How could you not hear that?" I'll be like, "I don't know.
I don't hear it. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you."
Yeah, I don't even need to be sleeping for that to happen. That's amazing.
Thank now you. I do have. I have Walker's monitor right next to my bed.
Okay, so you're on Walker now.
Now I'm on Walker duty.
Yeah. Easier angle. Joe was like, "All right, I'm going to take the harder thing and let you do the easy thing."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Walker's the handful.
Yeah, well, you can't sleep. I'm assuming he sleeps at night now. He's a freaking.
Well, yeah, but he. Right?
How's he
well,
two now?
He's not two. He's almost two. Well, he's barreling towards being two.
Is it March, April?
Walker,
March. Oh, yeah, he's
March 25th. Yeah. March 25th.
My half birthday, I should remember.
He is like a teenager already. He goes, but he doesn't go. He can't fall asleep until like 10.
Yeah, that's kids.
And I mean, then he gets up at 5.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's all good.
Yeah, 3 was a tough one. We called Zoe a 3-nager. She was a real.
Well, Walker's turn. I'm starting to get a nice little. I'm getting a nice little preview
right now. I love King and Number.
I'm getting a nice little preview of the terrible twos right now.
So that's my point. Two is great. Like the terrible twos didn't happen for us. Two was a dream. 3-nager. We had the terrible threes.
Nice.
Threes was like, and then like it was like the moment she turned 4, she was awesome.
You know,
it was like 3 was. Yeah.
You know what? I'm starting to realize I don't handle very well. Crying.
I can see that. Yeah.
So.
All right.
Everything's going well. But I've heard Bryce looks great.
Good. Good. That's all that matters.
MVP all right. Season.
Tuck, we'll let you get to the meeting. Tucker's just sitting there like, what are we doing here? This is my life. Oh, I got to go to bed. Oh, cool. Let me tell you about 14th round pick from. Yeah. All right.
I found my guy in the draft, by the way. Do we break that down?
Nope. Next week. That's a tease.
Tease it for next week.
No. This is a tease. That's a tease for later.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Nah, come on.
We'll find something else.
I think I'm wasting next that content.
All right.
Everyone cares about who I think in the draft.
All right. We'll be back next week. Until then, use for some seltzer.